interesting that in the Neumel Melech in Parshas Chayisora, just to give you just a little idea, the last few years the Neumel Melech has become very, very popular, not only in the world of Chassidus, but in general people go to Lizhensk, have an opportunity, whether it's on the day of the Yahrzeit, more so, but it doesn't make a difference. It has been a mokum that attracts people from all over to go for brochus, yeshuas, refuas, everything that you might need. So let me just tell you that the Neumel Melech was a Talmud of the Rebbe Reber, the Magid of Mezrich, who succeeded the Baal Shem Tov. And he lived in the mid-1700s, and he was nifted in 1787. It's gedai to mention that his was the Shita, which was not the Shita, the school of all, even the Hasidic world. His shita was, Avodas Hashem, was Tanesim and Sigufim. Where the idea was that a person should fast as much as possible, and also Sigufim, which meant denying oneself as much as possible. And this was his derech, and him and his brother, in other words, as part of that lifestyle, Tanesim and Sigufim, him and his brother, the Rebbe Reb Zisha, as is well known, they were the two brothers, the two holy brothers as they are known, took upon themselves to go and to conduct their lives of Golus, which they went in the exile, they went from Mokim to Mokim all over Poland, but it was not just to go into Golus, but they took the opportunity wherever they met Yidden, who were distant from Yiddishkeit, to use the opportunity of being in Golus all over the place, to be able to be Mekar of Yidden and bring them back to Yiddishkeit, to be Mekar of them to Torah. In a certain sense, the Rebbe Meilach was known as the Rebbe, or the king of all the Rebbes. If you think about the greatest admirim that we know were his Talmidim. For example, you take the Choizim Lublin. Choizim Lublin was a Talmud of Rebbe Meilach. The Koizim Semagit is the Talmud of the Rebbe Meilach. The Moshe Leib Sasever, the Mendel Rimenever, the Abteruv, the Oyev Yisrael was his Talmud. And it's just interesting to point out that the Sefer Mor V'Shemesh, the Sefer Mor V'Shemesh, Plinus Kalman, who himself also, which is a classical Hasidic Sefer, of course, who lived in Krakow, and he was a very, very devoted Talmud also of the Neumel Melech, and he writes in Parshas Masay, talking about the Neumel Melech, a life of Tanesim, a life of Segufim, always, all his life he did tshuva. All his life he did tshuva for non-Chatoim, so to speak, which for us would be non-Chatoim. But he always indicted himself, and we're doing tshuva all his life. I mean, literally, all his life he was busy doing tshuva. And the Mor V'Shemesh brings down, you know, there's an inyan of a person doing tshuva, it's called Anchatas Ne'urim. It's their cloud when a person in his youth, the old age, you know, a person comes down already, his blood is not as hot, and so on and so forth. And you look back at your younger years, I used to do this, I used to do that, but then eventually people settle down. So a person is supposed to do tshuva, it's called the Chatas Ne'urim. It's a well-known phrase in all the Sfarim, Chatas Ne'urim. He also did tshuva on Chatas Ne'urim. Says the Mor V'Shemesh, you know what kind of Chatas Ne'urim did tshuva for? Chatas Ne'urim, he went back really to his youth, and he did tshuva al mashe choto b'hiyoisei b'beten imoi v'tzir oisa. When his mother was pregnant with him, he caused her sickness, or something like that, and she had to carry him. She was so uncomfortable, as women are, when they are with child. So he did tshuva on that for being Mitzayra's mother. So he did tshuva on things that he did b'mei imoi. He held himself responsible. So brings out the Mor V'Shemesh regarding the Rebbe Meilach. Now, if you think that this is some sort of interesting exaggeration, well, this is seconded similarly by the Sanzeruv, the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim, the Sanzeruv, brings down in Parshas Kisavoy something similar. Neumel Melech would always do tshuva for the fact that when he was being nursed by his mother, he would take his little hands and beat his mother's chest while he was nursing. He did tshuva for that too, as a little child, which is natural, just does all these kind of things. So brings down the Divrei Chaim, the Neumel Melech. Just because I mentioned that the Balatanya mentioned that there was one of the great Mistakdim at the time who met the Balatanya, and he once asked him, who is this Neumel Melech? He did not know him, this is going in the early days. And he asked the Balatanya, who is this Neumel Melech? Because I have a sefer from the Neumel Melech, and I threw it on the floor under the bench. So who's really this machaber of the sefer that? So Balatanya said, well, let me tell you something. The Neumel Melech is such an honor that if you would have thrown him under the bench, he wouldn't have said anything either. So the Sefer is one thing. You've thrown him, the ganze mensch, you would have thrown him under the bench, what a gunish gesucht. Talking about the Neumann Miller. By the way, he used to say as a substitute, even though his was the lifestyle of Tanesim and Seguvim, but he said, Zwei Blatt Gemurim mit dem Rosh, he says, is Bamokim Tainis. This is the Shita. The commandment brings this. He said, Two Blatt Gemurim, not only the Summer is Chai Vatainis, not only the Tchiyuvim, can't do that substitute for sorry, but Tavis, Rabbi. So, something's got to pass. If you want to be Mekabal upon yourself, your own Tainis for some reason, so Neumann Miller used to say, the Zwei Blatt Gemurim mit dem Rosh, you're going to Two Blatt Gemurim with the Rosh, with the Perish Rosh. He says that would serve that. The interesting thing is that legend tells us that a Yid once came to complain to Rebbe Ramayloch about the fact that his memory is getting weak, getting schwach. Loss of memory. He wants some brocher, some etzah, some chizik, you know, of how to restore his memory, to strengthen his memory. The Ramayloch said, he says, give you a push to etzah. He says, do tshuva, he says, and you'll see that your memory become strong. He says, what's the shaykhis? The ganz push it. Gemara says, "Gedoyle tshuve shemagas at kisei," and it says, "Ein shikchol if nekisei kavedecho." He says, "The tshuve be up there next to the kisei kovet, and ein shikchol if nekisei kavedecho." Kitzer, eat the tshuve, the boshim take care of the rest. That's Neumann Melech. Anyway, why are we mentioning this? Because Neumann Melech mentions in Parshas Chayesora, and he says as follows. He says, "Hine yedu adis beseifra kodesh choyves alvodes." You know, there's a bekannte memra that Rabbonim use it, Darshonim use it, and Bechlal, it's a hashkofe that many are aware of. But not too many are aware that the source of that is the Chavis Alvodis. Chavis Alvodis uses a lotion that says that Ein Chasidus, he says, Ein lo Chasidus kitchilosoi. In other words, Chasidus, somebody doing something with the utmost fervor, his lahavus is always the beginning. There's nothing to encourage a person to do something on the highest level, like tchilosoi. But you find that out, but the second time, the third time, the fourth time, it already begins to wane, it already begins to be shock, it begins to water down. So the ikar chasidus of a person in an area, is b'tchilosoi, it's always the beginning. This is what Chovis Avodah says. Chovis Avodah says, Eilach chasidus, he says, k'tchilosoi, ki kol dover ba'aschol ha'rishoyne na'asa b'cheshik v'imutzra'ah. Now he's explaining what the Chovis Avodah said. This is the Chovis Avodah saying. The Ein Loch Chasidus Kitchilosoi, and Neumann Melech explains Kipshutoi, he says, yeah, push it, because when something is new, something is fresh, he does it, Becheshik Vimitzrav, Becholis Amtsus. And Neumann Melech goes on to take that, remember Rashi says, Beparshas Chayesora. Rashi tells us that Baskuf, he says, Kibaschof Lechet. That Sora, her entire life was a life of purity. That just like up to the age of 20, she was not a Balas Chet, because you know the Bezin Shomala does not punish until Chof, until 20. But sorry, Menu, Baskuf, when she was 100, Baskuf le Baskuf le Chet. So Neumann Melech also points out and says that the Pshat is Baskuf, Baskuf le Chet is, that in the same way usually a person says in the younger years, a person becomes Nisoyer, to do tshuva, that's his Aschol HaRishayna, says in his Avedis Hashem, but sometimes you already get used to your ways later on, and therefore fortunately becomes Mitzvah Sanoshim Melumuda, a person just uses it by rote, just uses it natural. By Sarah Meir, at 100, she was just as fresh as at 20. Baskuf bekaschov lechet means in any area of Avodas Hashem, any madregan of Avodas Hashem. The sensitivity she had to chet in her early years, she had later on also, it didn't become watered down, it didn't become upgeschwach. But her life was a life of consistency, always on the same level. That is what the Neumann Melech says. By the way, the similar thing, what they use the Chavis Avodas for is the Sarsemis. Vayaske nahara and nahara koin lit the menoy lahagit shvokhe shalahar, Rashi says, Shalayshina, that it was not Mishan, and all the Mepharshim asked the Kasha, what's the Chiddush? Ahana, Kohen, was not Mishan, because Baruch Hu said to light the Menorah. Vayatske, Nahar, what's the Chiddush? So Hashem said, the Chiddush is Shalayshina, it was not Mishan from doing it the same way he did it the first time. Can you imagine the very first time Ahana, Kohen, had the schus to light the Menorah? Going into the Hekel, was with the ganze Brem, with the ganze Cheshivas, right? Doing it on the utmost, on the highest Madrega possible with all the Achonas. But you can imagine doing it every day, every single day. It has to suffer us off. You have to get used to it. There's already regulus. We fall into the trap of habit. But the Chiddush Mahan Vayas came. He did it this way. Shleishina. He was not Mishana from the way that he did it right away from the very first time. He was able to maintain that Madrega, which is against the normal, against behavior. Because as the Chiddush Mahan says, because Ein lo Chassidus Kitchalosa. You're usually Kitchalosa. That's the highest level of Chassidus. Chiddush Mahan Koyin was the Hagishrochi Shalaharan. As a matter of fact, Shleishina. Also, Kedai to bring down, let's tell us weiter, we're talking about Chavis Avodas. And that is what the Chiddush brings down. You know, Rabbi Yankiv Emden wrote many, many svarim. One of the svarim that he wrote besides, you know, the Siddur Rabbi Yankiv Emden, the Shalos Yeshuvos Yaivitz, which is the Shilas Yaivitz Rabbi Yankiv Emden, and then there's the Sefer Moirik Tzion on Shulchan Aruch, and so on and so forth. There's also a sefer called Migdal Oiz. In the later editions of Rabbi Yankiv Emden Siddur that was reprinted, they put in stuff from all other places, and they put it into the Siddur. That was not the original Yankiv Emden Siddur, but nevertheless it's him. It's his stuff that he wrote, and he figured to bring it all together, L'mokem Echad. Yankiv Emden himself had his own printing press in Altona and Hamburg, which are the three kehillas, Altona, Hamburg, and Wamsbeek, there's the three kehillas, the Sholish kehillas, one row over all three kehillas at that time. And he had his own printing press, and he printed. He printed his Siddur by himself. And many of the copies are still around. Many people have it. Many, I mean, it's around. The Yankiv Emden Siddur. You can see how people distort things. How people distort things. And particularly, Rav Bik, the Kernel Brocher, was a descendant of Yankiv Emden. He was very, very upset. What was he upset? Because he saw one of the new editions of Rav Yankiv Emden Siddur, Nusaf Sfar. He says he was an Ashkenazi. He says, how many Nusaf Sfar? Rav Yankiv Emden Siddur, Nusaf Sfar. It's an oxymoron. It's a kind of Nusaf Sfar of Yankiv Emden. Everything in the hepech of his whole Seder HaTfilim. He didn't say that to you. He had the wording that you're supposed to use. Here you went, Nusach Svar, he says, Rabbi Yankiv Emden, it's a Pesamda, you should say. It was just an interesting thing. So just to mention that, Rabbi Yankiv Emden, you know, of course, his Gavlus is tremendous. Bekiyas, the Chiddush writes that he was such a prolific writer, he says, Eight Sofer Mohir, writes the Chiddush, Kenohar She'ena Poisik, it's like a river, that's an endless river that keeps flowing. He writes Rabbi Yankiv Emden, he had an Eight Sofer Mohir. And he said that, you know, of course, he's calling me Yankiv Emden. His name was not Emden at all. He was a Rav. The only rabbinical position that he held was in Germany, a town of Emden. It's called Emden, which he was there for a while in Emden. And after that, he had enough of Rabbonis and decided to remain a Balbos. And the Chiddush says, very interestingly, a play on words, he used to make a bracha, not Shlisani Ovesh, Shlisani Avid, Avbezen. Alabay Dalit, which the Chiddush brings that down from him, from Rabbi Yankiv Emden. But let me just tell you something, which Rabbi Yankiv Emden himself writes. Very interesting. He writes a lot of anecdotes about himself. And interesting, in his Pirish, he says, on Mishnayis Ovis, Perik Vov, he writes the following. Just read the Loshin, because it's very fascinating. Rabbi Yankiv Emden says like this, Tasteli the Osa, believe me, he says, the Osa Uvdaliyodi, a Maisa happened to me. He said, Echod Mebnei Bris, means it was a Yid. In other words, you would not believe that a Yid could do what I'm going to tell you now. But I'm telling you, he says, this was a Yid. What happened? He says, Echad Mebeiris, but you know what kind of a Yid he was? Look at this lotion. He does not mince any words. Bozui, Vishofel, Mo'oid, Mepchusa Hamon. The lowest of people, he said. A Yid, nevertheless. But Bozui, he says, Vishofel. A Yid who is a Shofel, a lowly person, a Mevuzadig person. Not Stam, Mepchusa Hamon. The lowest that you can imagine. Shekililani klolo nimretzis. He began to curse me, he says, Moirig klolos. Vehir belahachle moisi, and he started to embarrass me. Ulevazoisi bedvorim koshim umorim. And to embarrass me and to shame me, to be mevazimi with all different difficult types of words, bitter words. You know what kind of words? Yerdei chadri botan, really went right into the stomach. Vehom Ali, to give you an idea, he wants to give an example of what Sayyid Kenzum. Vom Ali, this Yid said to me, Shemuter u'mitzvah l'natek meyo in mekirba. It's a mitzvah to cut your guts out. This is what he said. It's a mitzvah oisim ala kishkes rosanen. That's what he said to me. V'lachtoich mibsari ritzuas. And to take my flesh and to cut strips of flesh. This Yid said to me. V'adayin lo yesh bozedai. He said it was not enough, he says. He says, l'fi erach maisa. He said, according to what a lowly person, he said to Rabbi Yankiv, according to what you deserve even more than what I'm telling you. And Yankiv Emden says, I never did anything bad to this person, that I should deserve it. Not only that, well, he can't in Moilam. I never met this person. Never known that, he said. But he writes, I was not in the spoil at all. Whatever he said, I shook my head. I even was down in Leschus. Omarti, I said, according to what he believes, he thinks he's right. So he says, Lefi dimyoinoi hamuta, according to his false imagination, hutaloi domi, my blood is muta for him, umachaltiloi. So this is very interesting. This is what Rabbi Yankiv Emden himself writes on his Pirish in Ovis. It's in Ovis Perigdalit. So, in Shem Hagdoilim, brings the Chiddush from the Sefer Migdalois, and he says, what is the Sefer Migdalois of Rabbi Yankiv Emden? Sefer Musar Godel. V'dinen. It's a sefer of Musa Din Hashayikim Mechol Mitzvah. B'seder Aliyas, he says, Hayira Yerushimayim L'Harav Yayvitz. V'yesh Bo Yeharben M'sefer Choyves Ovodus. The Chidol brings down that in the sefer Migdalos Rabbi Yanki Venden, which is a sefer geared for Musa, a sefer geared for Musa and Aliyas in Yerushimayim, he brings a lot from sefer Choyves Ovodus, but we gain. What do we gain? We gain that it's a klisheni, because he brings from the Choyves Ovodus, because when he brings from Choyves Ovodus, he writes it in his Lashon, which is the Lashon Muvin, which you can understand easier. So he says, Shene Atak, it was copied, B'Lashon Choyker, B'Huz Al Chosvoy, B'Lashon Lashon Hazor. He wrote this very pure, beautiful Lashon, which makes the Choyves Ovodus, Kavonis, more accessible, and more to be able to be understood. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so, a component, so again, with the Choyves Ovodus, let me just tell you, this happens to be Gimel Kislev. Happens to be the yard side of the Chortkiv Rebbe. Chortkiv Rebbe was the Yisrael of Chortkiv, one of the Gedoy Lad Moirim, of course, before the war. He was nipped in 1934, and he had a tremendous following, thousands of Hasidim. Just to give you an idea, one of his greatest Hasidim was Rameir Shapiro, the Lublin Rov, founder of Dapyomi, right? The builder of Yeshivas Chacham Lublin. Was not just a talented of Rameir Shapiro, he was of the Chortkiv Rebbe, he was mamish, he was with the total, complete, his batlus, like a simple chosid to a Rebbe. And when there was the groundbreaking, the Chanukah Sabayis, the Shivas Chacham Lublin, Chortkiv Rebbe came, as well as the Ger Rebbe Dim Remes, also Kedoshim Rebbe, the Maim with thousands of people, to be there. So, but he was a chosid, he was very close to Ger as well, but personally he was a chosid of the Chortkiv Rebbe. Chortkiv Rebbe's father was the David Moshe, was the son of the Rishonim. So you realize this is the Shach, and the caver of the Chortkiv Rebbe was not in Chortkiv because they were driven out because of the Tsarist, and he lived in Vienna. And in Vienna, Adayim, that's where the caver of the Chortkiv Rebbe is, the Bissor of Chortkiv. Just to give you an idea, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, I believe I heard it from him, many, many years ago. You know, they've been searching for the Odom Godel Noid, Rav Rosh in Montreal, one of the tremendous Bikimi is already Boki Bishas as a Boker, one of the prized Talmidim of Rameir Shapiro, mentioned a number of times. We had a Swiss, he once slept over in my house many, many years ago, came for a Chasana. Anyway, so he said to me, he says, Wild wissen, Rameir Shapiro Shaykhis to the Chotkir Rebbe, how? He says, he came to the Tish, but he came a little late. He came to the Tish, and the head table was already filled. In other words, all the Chosher Rabbonim, whoever was supposed to sit in the front, yeah, was already seated, and there was no room. He comes, and the Rebbe saw him, and the Rebbe says to him, Guy Zedzat, go sit down. And she pointed to the head table. There was no chair. So Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung said, you know what Rameir Shapiro said? The Rebbe said, Guy Zedzat, sit down, there's no chair. What he did is, he bent his knees in a sitting position for hours without a chair. The Rebbe said, sit. But that's a chosid. The chosid not even. He said he sat. He bent his knees in a sitting position, measuring to window out of chair to do that. He tried to do it for 10 minutes. Amazing. He said, "This is Rameir Shapiro." The Rebbe begins with zitz. This is zitzen. So this is what he did. Chortkiv Rebbe. So I just want to mention to you that I have an idea of the greatness of a person. Happens to be a Jewish side, so I want to mention it. And this all has a shaykhis to of course, the Shar B'Tochen. And it says that there was a particular journalist who was misrachik from Torah, was far away from Torah Yiddishkeit, who came to see him. And he started speaking about a lot of things, and then somehow the shmuz directed itself or led talking about the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And the Chortkiv Rebbe said to him, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, he says, to the journalist, he says, you know, there's a lot of chokhmah the way they built it. And he said, in a particular spot, and he told him which spot, there happened to be an opening or like a window that is made, that has been designed to allow fresh air to come in, and there's channels, that mokim is so strategically placed that it channels fresh air throughout the entire binyan. This person was tremendously, he was a chiddush, how the Rebbe would know that, because he was there many, many times, this journalist, and he never noticed that there was such a feature there. So he decided to check it out. Next trip, which he goes down to Paris, and particularly he goes to research this, and he finds that, yes, lo and behold, there happened to be a certain spot there, darkened with the Rebbe said, that there's that feature, which allows fresh air to come in, and it brings in fresh air into the entire building. A tremendous his palace. So he comes back to the Rebbe in his next opportunity, and he asks the Rebbe, he says, when was the Rebbe there that you noticed this? He said, I never was there. He said, how do you know that? He said, it's an amazing thing. I'll tell you, it's an amazing thing what he said. He says, when I get up in the morning and I say, Moida Anil Fanecho, Melech Chadakayim. Melech means I am declaring Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech over the world. Which means that when I say and I proclaim Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech over the world, I try to visualize every area in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech over. And when I say that, I see the tremendous binyonim that people have to spile us from. When I say Melech, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech over there as well. And I see all the details. And I say Melech. Melech means so I see what's going on in the world, in the entire world. That's how I know it. I'm Mamlech of Kadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of the world. This mice was told by one of the Tzadik HaHador himself, one of the Slonim Rebbes. His name is Abchai Mordechai of Slonim, who lived in Tveria. And it's printed in a sefer called Mamar Mordechai. He said this over on the Chotke Rebbe. When he says Melech, Namele, he visualized the entire world upon which Kadosh Baruch Hu was Melech upon. This is the future, this is how I know it. By the way, when we say in davening, B'chol Maminim, we say, Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. Right? Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. What is the meaning of that? Havadai Shemoi. So one of the great Talmid of Baal Shem said, Talmid of Maimdir Zev Bold of Jitomers, Mechabit Sefer Arameir, he says, the koich of your tefillah, sometimes people ask, how come my tefillahs aren't answered? And so on, besides the fact that you don't know if they're answered or not, in what way, but people ask, why my tefillah is not answered? So he says, the strength of your tefillah truly is only according to how much you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's a Shemei Tefillah. If the more you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shemei Tefillah, the stronger, more powerful your tefillah. So he says this, HaVadai Shemoi, the more Vadai HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your life, came to your loss, your tefillah, the koich of your tefillah. It has to be Vadoyizdik by you. To the extent that Shemoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Vadoyizdik to you, the more Vadai HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by you, the more real HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your life, Kain Tehiloso, so is the koich of tefillah that you're praising Hashem. The power of your tefillah is according to Havada Shemoi. To the extent that your amunah is in Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yisrael, take a look at the sheet, Rabbi Yisrael, first. It's a chelik that we left out from last week, which I wanted to do. So I wanted to, because it's a fascinating thing. Maybe you did it in your own, but we'll do it very quickly. It was here, number one. Rabbi Yisrael. So, we bring down here, which is the Minchas Aluz that we have here, Sipir Harav HaKodesh Baal Minchas Aluz HaMemunkash. The Munkash Rebbe said, it's a very fascinating thing, because he said it over from Rav Levitzchak Barditchev. And he says, Pamachas HaRav HaKodesh MeBarditchev, he says, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu Choylem Oiv. Rav Levitzchak Barditchev was once very sick. V'haroifim lo imotsu refua b'derech hateva l'machalosoi. And the doctors could not find a refua b'derech hateva to his sickness. Yoshvu anshe shloimoi, so the chassidim. The chassidim of Rav Levitzchak sat b'cheder hasomuch v'ispalu lo refosoi. And the chassidim sat close by, and they were mispal for the refu of the Rebbe, of Rabbi Yitzchak and Barditchev. Pisoim shomu koil rash. All of a sudden they heard a tremendous noise. Uposku sadelus, they opened up the door of the room of Rabbi Yitzchak. Umotsui, and they found Harav HaKodesh Mi Barditchev, Shoichiv al oris. They found him lying on the ground. Kinofa, he fell off the bed. Miyad meharu laharimoi. Quickly they rushed to lift him, to pick him up. Velavzul hashkivoi. And they put him back into bed. The chazru l'tfilosom kibrishoina. Le'orchu ashoa didn't take much longer. V'shomu es koiloi hakodosh. They heard his holy voice. Shekoyel l'mishamish. He called to his gabai. Sheyovi lefon of mayim little yodo. He wants water to wash his hands. Ki borach Hashem hutav loy, because things are better. V'chen hoyo. Shad nehera hutav matze briyosoi v'chazru l'isona legamre. What was the secret? What was the secret? Doctor said he cannot be helped with derech hateva. And all of a sudden we see his matze did get better. So the Minchas Alozer tells us that what he said was as follows, what he answered. So after he said, Hagoyin HaKodesh, he said, La Anshe Shloimoi, he said that, Kishishoma, when he heard, Masha Omru HaRoifim, when he heard what the doctor said, Shebeder HaTeva Ein Refuah LaMachalosoi, Nizkar, then he remembered, Masha Shoma Mahamagid HaKodesh Membezrich. What he heard from the Magid, of course, again, the Rebbe Rebbe, the successor to the Baal Shem Tov, he heard what the Magid once said. Shemadach Sim, when the Potik says, Vaboyteach Bashem, Chesed Yisoy Vevenu. Potik says in Tehillim, a person who's a Boyteach Bashem or trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be surrounded by Chesed. So the Magid, you know what that means? Why, if you're a Boyteach Bashem, Chesed, is that a schar in exchange of your Bitochen? Like when you put on film, you get schar. So if you're a Baal Bitochen, so the schar is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow Chesed upon you. He said, no, that's not the Pshat. Ein apirish. When the Pesuk says, "Rabbeinu Hashem is zoichet the chesed," The pshat does not mean that Yeshua ba'a kitashlum socher ba'ad midas ha'bitochen shavoy. It's not as a reward. You are about bitochen, so you deserve schar. The schar is going to have the Yeshua. Or maybe it's a zgula, or maybe you say to yourself, that bitochen is some sort of a zgula, lahamshich nes chutz l'derech ha'teva. That bitochen might be some sort of a zgula, to be mamshich nes chutz l'derech ha'teva. Elo shekei bora Hashem yizborach, es teva ho'ilon, sha'gever ashesom ba'Hashem mitachoy, poel hanitzrach loy, then he achieves what he needs, v'imal Hashem chesroiloy. We heard from the Maggid. The reason that Bitochen achieves the result that you are B'tayach about is not an S. It's not Tzchar. It's a Teva and Bris Oilon. The boy said, you plant the seed into the ground. It's Teva, we say, it's nature. Trees grow, plants grow, bushes grow. That's nature. It's only nature because it happens all the time. From a little seed, a beautiful large tree, apple tree, orange tree, all these things. It's nature. Because the Kodesh made this in the Bria that this should happen. The same when you plant the seed. It produces... So, it's not a nest. Bitochen is the seed that plants Yeshua's. It's a nature. It's nature, he said. HaKodesh created the Teva, that if a person has Bitochen, he's able to achieve this and this. This is what it comes about. He doesn't give the Moshe planting a seed. He's trying to be Mekar Vela Seichel. Planting a seed is not a nest that a tree comes... Yeah, it really is a nest. Kodesh made it so natural. We don't see it as a nest. Teva the nest. But Kaponim is Teva. Teva. This is the Bria. This is where Kodesh Baruch created the Bria. Kodesh Baruch created the world. Bitochen, you have trust in Hashem to achieve the results of Bitochen is natural order of the Bria. Bazoi, he said, if that's the case, said Rabbi Yitzchak, if that's what my Rebbe the Maggid said, so the Himshich Loimar, so continue to say, so I made a Cheshem. Harei, he said, listen, the doctor said that Vederech HaTeva, right, you need a nest to bring a Yeshua. So, what I can do is, I can have Bitochen. I should work on my Bitochen better. He says, Harei Bekoichi, what I do have the ability, said Rav Lev Yitzchak to himself, Lishchazek b'midas ha-Bitochen, right, to strengthen his midas ha-Bitochen v'Hashem Yizbora, v'adekach uchlaham shech Yeshua v'derech ha-Teva, v'la'eye b'chlal asoy b'chlal anes. In other words, the doctor said you need an S. I figured out a way to bring a refuah v'derech ha-Teva. The doctor, yeah, otherwise you need an S. But I figured out a way to bring Yeshua b'derech ha-Teva. So Bitochen is b'derech ha-Teva. If you have Bitochen, this becomes nature. The doctor didn't know a way, only b'derech nes. They didn't know b'derech ha-Teva, they couldn't find a way. But Bitochen is what works b'derech ha-Teva, that was able to do. The kachosisi, umitoch b'tchoini kamti leirid ma'amito. He says, and because I had Bitochen, I said, okay, so I probably will be able to get out of bed if I had Bitochen. That should heal me, right? So that's why I tried to get out of bed. Omnom nopalti loris, but however I fell down. I fell down, he says. Shapti virharti, so I said to myself, how could that be? Haloi beli sofik divrei ha-magid zechusa yoglein ha-mityim. With the magid, it has to be true. Well, omol in this kind would be, so how come did it happen? How come I got out of the bed? I had bitochen, I fell down. Teretz says, must be, my bitochen was not yet bishleimus. The chesmin, my bitochen was not yet complete. Eizel, ki ein bitchoini bishleimus, v'yej boi eis pegam. There's still some blemish in it. Al ken is chazik oyin atah. So therefore, I'm going to work again. I mean, it's chazik again, be bitochen sholem. Vos bevada, and then certainly says, okum berfui shalema, I'll get up with the fui shalema. Okay, now see, so this is what I did. Val yidei zeh, toid al Hashem yizbor chazarti, libra yusik ibra shoyna. So what the Kodesh Levi said over v'shem the Magid, that the point is that bitochen works b'derech ha-teva. So it's not some mystical thing. You have bitochen, so now the upper world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will pull some. This is a chelik of Bria Sa'odom, the same way that when you eat and when you drink, right, your body becomes nourished through your eating, through your drinking, through your bitochen. But derech ha-teva is that these various yeshuas come. It's not a pines. It's a nes b'derech ha-teva. You look at it as a nes. It's a nes. How did Yeshua come from? But it's a nes b'derech ha-teva. Let me just remind you that a similar thing, we shouldn't be surprised, because a similar thing is when the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes, the Gemara tells us that Abaye heard that the great Amoira Rav Acha bar Yaakov is coming to town. The Gemara tells us, Kachom Abaye. And Abaye heard that the great Amoira is coming to town. There happened to be that particular time that the town that Abaye was living in were suffering from an attack of a particular mazik, a particular serpent, a particular snake, a wild animal. And they couldn't get rid of it. Abaye, knowing the greatness of Rav Acha bar Yankoi, it was in the Beis Medrash, by the way. Now, it was in the Beis Medrash, and people were not able to go to the Beis Medrash because of this Nochosh, let's call it. Abaye, Rav Acha bar Yankoi, was coming to town, so the Gemara, he announced before he came that no one should give him lodging. So Rav Acha bar Yankoi will be forced to go and find some lodging in the Beis Medrash, and he'll encounter this Nochosh. But the Bacha Bayankiv, the great Hashem, he'll daven to Hashem and he'll destroy the mazik. He has the koyach. He is great enough. He has the koyach. So I have to figure out a way that he should be confronted with this mazik, with this dangerous animal. So the Gemara said that when he heard, he says, the Gemara tells us that he made an announcement, says the Gemara. Made an announcement that no one should allow him to sleep in his house. Rav Acha bar Yankoi is coming. Nobody should put him up as a guest. The Gemara, after the Mishrachis Nisa, Abaye said, maybe through him a nice will happen. The Gemara said, he went into the Beis Medrash, and he saw this particular animal, Domalei Ketanina, the Gemara says. It was Domalei Ketanochash. He had seven heads. Yeshiva Reish Vosa. With seven heads. He started to daven, and every time that he bowed down, every time he kneeled, another head fell down. Another head fell down. The Gemara said, Nosar Chad Reishe. On Malahu, so then Rav Acha bar Yankoi, if you realize, more. He says, he allowed this rakish, if not for a nest, he says, I would have been in a big sakon, he said. In other words, he came to Abaye to complain, this is what you do to me, look what you did to me. Not for a nest, look what could have happened to me. So the Mashiach said, push the kasha. The Mashiach had with the Mashiach's kasha, he says, we have a cloud, ein soim chalanes. Even though Abaye believed that Rav Acha bar Yankoi is a person who is a malumet benissim, who has a koyach to bring nissim, we have a cloud, ein soim chalanes, you don't rely on nissim. So how do you allow to put him in? Second kasha, he says, you know, even if you are worthy of a nest happening to you, there's a price that you pay. The Gemara says, "Menachim loy mischayoisa," because Baruch Hu takes off from your mitzvahs. A nest for Kosh Baruch Hu. So the Mashiach asks two kashas. By what right did Abaye have to put Rav Acha bar Yankoi in this, right? In this position, A, even though he believed the nest will happen, but he's talking about nest, that's a club. But assuming, okay, but then he says, but if a nest happens, you're menachim loy mischayoisa. So the Mashiach says, "Neis habo'al yidei tfila is teva." Phenomenal Mashiach. I have it on the tape somewhere. I said on the tape. Nes habo al yedei tefillah is teva. If you have a koich hatfila, if you have a real koich hatfila, you can bring nisim, and that's not menachalim is for yourself. You don't lose anything. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yeah, teva, nature. But built into the world of nature that there are forces that can change it. So that's part. And that's tefillah is one of them. Which means that in the Bria itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in that koich. And therefore, ines havoy de tzila is not compromising the world of nature, the disciplines of nature, but that is part of the natural order. So says the Mashiach. Tremendous Kiddush. What we learn from the Kiddush's lady is that betochen is the same thing. That the koyach of betochen is that a person has betochen na kodesh baruch hu, betochen has person has betochen na kodesh baruch hu, then he will be zoyche that the Yeshua's come b'derech hateva. Time is moving on. We have to go to the Chagos Avos and not be able to do further on the sheet. Rabbi Isai. Let's go further. Let's take a look. We are now in the, again, Shara B'Torah, Perek Gimel, Baha Chamishi. In the regular Chavis Talvodis, if you have the printed ones, it's Resh Pe Zayin. If you have the sheet, you have the sheet. I don't know if you have it. Just look, you have to take the regular Chavis Talvodis. There's more. Didn't take left. Should be inside. Okay, what is that? Okay. First of all, it says about Hamishi. Stop Resh Tezai. Resh Tezai. Towards the bottom of the page, four lines, I believe, before the bottom of the page, a fresh design in those for the salvos. Okay, fresh design. Okay, Machamishi. For the salvos here is going again, the seven tenoyim. That if you want to trust in someone, then there are seven tenoyim. He says, seven tenoyim, in which these are seven conditions, that's, in, by the way, in Tanai number one. That the first Tanai is there are seven attributes, aspects. If you want to trust someone, you should have these seven. And of course, as he points out, no human being will have these seven. that a person should be worthy of your trust. What is the fifth attribute that the person should have? He says, the Chamishi says that the fifth attribute is she'ein b'yad echad mahabruim lohoyel es nafshoy. In order for betochen to work, a person has to believe that no other creature in this world has really in his own power, in his independent power, lohoyel es nafshoy, to benefit you, v'loy lahaziko, nor can he hurt you, v'loy luzolosoy, not you nor anybody else, kim b'rishus ha'boyer yizbor. Which means to say that without the rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one has the power to harm you, nor does he either have the power to benefit you. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him rishus to do that. And he gives an example. Ki ho'eved, if you have an eved, if you have a slave, an eved, ki shi'ilo yoyser me'odan acher, echot. Imagine a slave that has more than one master. Assuming that many, he's an eved ha'shutfim. There are two shutfim, he has two masters. If an eved has two masters, and imagine if he has two masters and each master has the ability to benefit him, so avada, he's not going to have trust only in one, because he knows that both have equal power, ability to benefit him. He will not put his trust up in one, because he hopes to have, right, the same type of benefits from each one. And assuming that between the two masters one has more power does not mean that he has no trust at all in the other one. It only means that proportionately he's going to have more in this one, but he's still going to have some trust in the other one, according to the ability of each person. So you're not trusting only in one. You're trusting in anybody who you feel is going to have the ability to help you. And he says, and if one of the masters are able to achieve, benefit him, toyelus, more than the others, so proportionately, he's only going to have more trust in this one, but he's still going to have trust in the other one too. He's also going to have trust in the others. And imagine that if only one master has the ability either to benefit him or to hurt him. So by force, he's only going to trust the one. Because he's only going to trust the one who he feels has the power. Because he has no hope of any real hope, realistic hope, that anybody else, that the other one will do anything. So he says, if you want to trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know what that means. A person, similarly, when he comes to the Hargoshe, when he really feels, comes to the feeling that what? It will not benefit him. No creature can really hurt him, nor benefit him. Elo b'rishus avayri yizborach, then Yoshuv liboy, he will refrain miyirosom from fearing others, and v'tikvosom from fearing others, and also placing one's hope in them. He'll refrain from placing one's hope in them because you realize that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the koyach. V'yiftach al avayri levadoy, and he will have b'tochen only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When Shirem as the post says, al tiftachu ben divim, v'venodom shenoy tshua. Do not place your trust in the Nedivim, in the people, right, who seem to offer Nedova, and so on and so forth, or the rich people, because as long as they are human beings, Shaylo Teshua, they don't really have the Koyach to do it. So that is Bekisim number 5. So the Koyach of number 5 again is that a person understands that the truth is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only one who has the Koyach either to benefit him or to hurt him, and no other creature only can do it Bereshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he goes further. The Hashishi, he says, and the sixth attribute of having bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize sheyeda rav tuv holikim al odom. A person has to understand, and he should be conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amazing goodness, the abundance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. If you want to trust in Hashem, you have to believe that He's out for your welfare. So the emunah that a person has to have sheyeda rav tuv, he should have the abundance of goodness holikim al odom. In other words, he should recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the first one who started to do him all of the good things, all the favors, all the chesed, and all the toiva. Even if he's undeserving, he sees so much chesed that a person has in his life. Yom Kippur even said it. Great Yom Kippur even said, I don't deserve. Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed, bestow favor. V'loy letzoyrech, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do it, he says, V'loy letzoyrech, shiyeh, elo. And he said, and it's not based on any tzayir of the Kodesh Baruch has a need, a personal need. El nedova v'toyva v'chesed. But this is grace, favor, and a gift. Kasher b'yarnu, as we pointed out already, b'shara b'chinov. That's in the other chapters of Gates of Reflection. Shara b'chinov, in the first of all this. And I say for azeh. Meshomar dovid ha-melech, olav ha-sholom dovid ha-melech said, Rabo is osiso ato Hashem elekai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you did many, many wonders. For me, as we'll see, niflo yisecho machshu v'yisecho eleinu, which means all your wonders and all your thoughts are because of us, for our benefit. Ein aroich elecho, there's no one that we can compare to you. Ein aroich elecho, there's no one we can compare to you. Agido v'adabero, if I will try to speak about your greatness and to talk about it, osmo misaper, they're too much, too plentiful from being capable of talking about all the chasodim and all the things of Toivah that Kodesh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. So that's the Shishi. Understanding and believing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Kulei Toiv and bestows Toiv to every person, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's interest is only the Toiv and what's all best for each and every person. And finally we have Ashvi. And finally we have, which is the seventh item that we have over here. The Ashvi is the seventh attribute, and this is the final one of the first Tanai, the seven things. The seventh attribute is Sheyizbarer Etzloi, that it should become clear to the person. Let me just make it like Domer. What the Yichayus HaVavos is saying here, is going to try to say here in the seventh Tanai, that a person should have the Emunah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu alone is the Koiveya, he establishes all that happens in the world. Everything, world events, all the politics, everything that happens. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only one that determines. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only one that determines what happens in the world from the time of the Bria. In other words, what happens now, 2009, right? Tov Shinayin, what happens now, the Kodesh Baruch Hu holds, everything was predetermined from the time when the world was created on its very first day. Everything unfolds as the master plan, starting from the very first moment. This is what he points out, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Geizer, and not only what will happen, but Kodesh Baruch Hu also was already Geizer from the very beginning, that all the individual details are going to cause the various effects. So when you see so-and-so said this, and that caused this, and so-and-so said that, all of the things, when somebody pushed the button which causes this to happen, all of the individual aspects that will cause certain effects, the Gurmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu also determined, not just the end result. Kodesh Baruch Hu also determined the Gurmim, which should be the causes that bring about these results. Everything. The Chayim Zavavis will point out. And therefore, again, the person has to understand, the Chayim Zavavis will tell us, that individual does not have the ability to change anything that Hashem decreed. It's only with Hashem's Rishus will be able to do whatever he does. So let's take a look now. But Tanai Ashvi. He says, as far as the seventh Tanai is concerned, Tanai Ashvi, he says, the seventh Tanai, she is Baru Etzloi. That it should become clear to a person, Ki Yesh L'chol HaHavaya Sheba'olam Hazeh. Which means to say that everything that is created in this world, Me'etzem U'mikra, Gvul Yadua. Kodesh Baruch Hu put limitations. Me'etzem means things that are inherently already there. For example, the sun. Sun is that over etzem. Kodesh Baruch created the sun. Kodesh created the moon. But then you have things that evolve. But things evolve after a period of time. Things cause this, which cause this, which cause this, which cause this. Whether it's etzem or mikra, gvul yadua, realize Kodesh Baruch also gave it its limitation, size, which, as he says, v'lo yosef, size, time, place, everything. V'lo yosef, you cannot add to it. V'lo yigra, and you cannot detract. Al ma shegozer ha-boyer yisborach. Whether bekamusoi, in the quantity, the echusoi, or in the quality, uzmanoi, or regarding the time of something to work, umekoimoi, and its place. In other words, when something should happen, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that's the time it should happen. When somebody struck it rich, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided this is the moment you struck it rich. And if something happened the opposite, Chaz v'Shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided this is the time that this should happen. That's uzmanoi, umekoimoi. Not only the time when it should happen, but where it should happen. That's uzmanoi, umekoimoi. Everything like that. And he goes on further, Ein marbe, you cannot add l'mashe gozer b'miyutoi, when Kodesh Baruch Hu decided something should be few, one side should be few, you cannot make it more. V'loi memayit, you cannot diminish, m'mashe gozer b'rvoisai, Kodesh Baruch Hu was gozer, should be marbe, should be a lot, you can't diminish that. Neither you can diminish, can you add, But also you can't make something earlier, you can't delay something. Somebody wants to get rich quicker than his time, you can't. Nor will you be able to delay it either. You cannot delay that which Kodesh Baruch was going, so it should be earlier. You cannot advance what Kodesh Baruch has decided that should be delayed. You can't do that. You don't have the ability to do that. As we see that every nekuda, so we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu says was goyzer umashi. Now, let's stop before that next statement. Is the Chovetz Chaim clearly takes a side, takes a position, which is a big machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim, which is a talk for another time, in terms of what is the extent of Ashgacha Protis. There's some Rishonim that believe that there's Ashgacha Protis, individual Ashgacha, that's only on human beings, not on animals. Then there are those Rishonim that hold, I'm Rambam, and the Rambam, that hold that what the Ashgacha Protis is to all of the creatures in the world, which is not only human beings, but also to the animal world. Tayrus HaChasidus has taught from Baal Shem Tov, one of the elementary thing is, that nothing is without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ashgacha, something even as seemingly insignificant, as he says, you can imagine when you have a wagon filled with hay and straw, and what happens very naturally, I mean, that isn't natural, there's a bump on the road, so the wagon with the hay bumps, as a result, a piece of straw falls off. Hashem said that was Ashgacha Protis, that particular straw should fall off. And we can say, then Lav Davkin, you say, look, there was a bump on the road, caused the bump in it, right? So at random, this piece of it was probably dislodged, it was just in the right, it fell off. Hashem said, no, that even Kash V'Teren, everything is Ashgacha Protis, or when the wind blows, right? And there's a choice of, 500 leaves fall off, or 200 leaves, 300, and why Davka these leaves, and why are still some left? Hashem said, there's also Ashgacha Protis. Which leaf should remain on the tree, and which one falls off? And this is a big discussion one can see from the Mendel of Vitebsker, the great tzaddikim, who was a shtickel Rebbe of the Balatanya when the Magid was Nifter. And of course, the Talmidim, of course, were without a Rebbe. Shtickel while the Mendel of Vitebsker was the Rebbe of the Balatanya, until he was Oil of Tetz Yisrael. And then he goes to the old cemetery in Tveria, the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, he was on the Talmid of and went up. Mendel of Vitebsker, Rabbi Avram Kalisker, this is the old cemetery, hundreds and hundreds of years older, where you find the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, those that were Oyler. And by the way, ironically, the Talmid of Hagro, the Misagdim, also went up at the same time. But they didn't go to Tveri. this was that Tkufa. And he says in Parshas Bo, Mendel of Vitebsker, Lahamin Hashgacha Protis Kizu, She'ein Odom Noikif Etzboi, a person does not even stub your toe. The Eishum Eisev Yodesh Veneker. Let's say you have a dry blade of grass. It's a blade of grass, so mele, it just detaches. It's not simply by chance. The Eishum Eben Nizrak, nor any stone or rock is thrown. Kim Bizman Umokoim Horuyoloi. The Eishum Tenua Gedoil of Tana. There's no movement, whether large or small. Hakoil Meitoi Yizbora. And, as a matter of fact, Chavos Avov is here, he talks about there's nothing here in the world that you can be Magdim or this and that and on and forth. And there's other indications in other places where it would appear that the Chavos Avov is also, because he says, he started to hear the Lashon, look again, Bashvi. She's Barthel Kiyesh, Lachol Ha'Havayah Shebi'olam. What's called Ha'Havayah? It's not just human beings. Kol Ha'Havayah Shebi'olam is anything that exists in the world. Kol Ha'Havayah Shebi'olam, Gvul Yedua, Lo Yosef, Lo Yigra, Al Mashi, Gozar, Kodesh Baruch. It's all, everything is according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeira, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees it. So that is a very fascinating thing. The position, the side of the Chovetz Chaim is how far the Hashgacha Protis goes. So he says, but you'll tell to yourself, but I see after all, things, how things evolve. And I see the chain reaction of so many things. So it appears to the naked eye, it appears to you that these are the things that cause such and such to happen. These are things. So you're going to tell me that this was Nigzar. He says, yeah. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Geyser, he's also Geyser. How many things should be in the chain reaction? In other words, there's 5 things, or 10 things, or 50 things. That all this is part of the Geyser, he says. And when it appears that certain things looks to you that it's not Nigzar, that it was not decreed from the beginning, he says, no. He says, this is something that was Nigzar, he says, Betchilos Hayediyah, right in the beginning. Causes. All this is part of Kodesh Baruch Hu's original yediyah. So this is a very, again, fascinating, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us. These are basically the 7 things. Interesting thing is B'negei, as he says, that everything is nigzar when it should happen. B'negei t'mokim and b'negei t'zman. B'negei t'mokim, b'negei t'zman. Let me just quote you the Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara in Ksubis tells us on Daf Tezayin. Gemara tells us, you might remember the Gemara talks about it, the whole sugya of tzedakah also. Give a person dai machsoiret, what he's used to, accustomed to. And the Oisher became a yoirit. Somebody was rich, often fell on hard times. You should give him tzedakah that he failed to maintain, basically, his dignity, his life. The Gemara tells us that Haid also came to the Rava, that a person came before Rava, and Rava wanted to feed him. You know, so Rava asked him, b'meh ato soyet. This money was coming out of the tzedakah treasury, out of the pushke. Is what do you like to eat? What are you accustomed to eating? On Malaysia, he said, Tanagoilis Petuma. He says, he stopped the Kachke. He said, yeah, and said, Yain Yoshin. Best wine, he says. So, Rabbi says to him, aren't you concerned that this comes out of the meager funds of the Tzibur? He said, you are ordering this amazing type of a lavish dinner? So, know what the guy said? The guy says to Rav, and the son again, about Musa Rav, the Kipot Esn Hotter, of the Shkufa Begat, of the Gazok, he says, Otu Mididhu Kachilna, you think I'm eating from you? Midrachmona Kachilna. I'm eating from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're just a Shliach to give it to me. So, he says, Tanina, and he knew what possible. He says, Vaato Noisen Lem is Ochlon Beitor. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, right? And sustains and gives food, the Ito, in the right time. Be'itom lo'inemar, it doesn't say plural, in their time. Be'itoy means each individual person. Kodesh Baruch Hu assigns to him, malamich kolech vecha noisa Kodesh Baruch Hu pandesosoy be'itoy. The Gemara tells us amazingly, as soon as that person finished his little drosha, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives be'itoy in the right time, adehoche asoy achse de Rava, a sister of Rava showed up, whom he hadn't seen, lechazil et klasish, 13 years he hadn't seen her, and she brings, what did she bring, a gift? Tanegoylus petuma v'yayin yoshin. Mamish, exactly. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is mazmin, the tzrochim of a person, bizman, for mokim atayrach, b'diyuk nifle. Now it's what happened. This is the Beferish Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, let's see it. So, Akapon, this gives us a little bit of an inkling of, as the Chayes of Ovis tells us regarding Bitochim. Let me just tell you, it's a few more minutes, Mamish. The Chayes of Ovis himself, by the way, the Chayes of Ovis himself, that's also in Shara Bitochim, with this compliments of what we're doing over here. It's actually in the Psiche, the Shara Bitochim. We did some of the Psiche. The Psiche was so long, we wouldn't get them to ourselves. So the Chayes of Ovis in the Psiche, Shara Bitochim, he says, a Meile Gezach. He said, there was Echad Ben Aprushim. Echad Ben Aprushim means one of the great people in Avodas Hashem. One of the Prushim, Bala Madregen. Prushim are one of the Bala Madregen. He says, one of the Prushim, Chayes of Ovis, from time to time, tells us a little story, but it's all trying to bring out the point that he tries to bring out. It's a wonderful story. But some others said that Echad Ben Aprushim, one of the great Oivdei Hashem, Tolach Aleres Rechoiko, he went, like many people, they travel far in business. Go to Tokyo. But this person also, he went to Aleres Rechoiko. He went there as a Rechoiko. Levakesh HaTerif. Terif means food. HaTrifeini Lechem Chuki. Terif means food. Anyway, so he went to the portion to find the pursuit in Parnosa. But this was B'tchilas Purishosoi. That was prior to being a Baal Madrega. Prior to being a Baal Madrega, this happened. And he meets an idolater. Someone who's Oyed Avodah Zarah. He meets him, B'ir Asheholachal. In the town that he went, he meets this idolater. Omalaya Porish. Said this Porish, this Elachayim. Again, this is prior to his Madregas. He says to him, Kame Atem Metachle Tzir Iborim. According to Loshon Mechodes Avodah, he says, how blind can you be? Umiyuta havana, so little seichel. He says, you're serving kochavim. Oyvet kochavim. How can you worship idols? He says, how lack of seichel you have to worship stones, avonim, abedizara. How can you be like that? Omaloi hu amgushi. So the idolater said to him back, umoat oyvet. And whom are you serving? They said, like wise guy. And who are you serving? He says, me. Omaloi parish for me. And oyvet abayre. I'm serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ha-yochel, ha-mechalkel, ha-echod, he's the only one who provides. Ha-matrif ha-shrein komoyu. He sustains like no one else can sustain. Omaloi Yangushi said the goy to him, Polecho soises the recho. What you are doing are contradicting your words. Why? Omaloi Kosh, hey, why? How are my actions contradicting my words? Omaloi, the goy said, Ilohoye macho mato emes, if you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole provider for each and every person, I'm going to give you panos in your own town. Kemoshi tripcha adhenos is giving over here. If you really believe that, why do you have to be matriarch to come to such a far distant land? Nitzika tanas hapoirish. So says the Chodesh HaBodes. And he became tongue-tied. He couldn't answer. He shot the arsoy, but he did turn around. The kibbala pishus, the makabu palms of pishus, and the eitahi, la yotze miyero yachikach. That's how it became clothing and mamet. The words of Oisa, agoit and glen musik. He gave that musik musik. What bitocha means. So let me just tell you, finishing here. As we said, Rabbi said that the Yotzah of the Chok of Rebbe, so in tune of talking about Bitochen, it's a very interesting thing. First, let me tell you just a tremendous pshat. Tremendous pshat. We know the Gemara in Brocha says the importance you cannot eat without a Brocha. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara, first of all, says, Aloshin, the Gemara says that kol hanehenem in oilom azeh beloi Brocha ki ilu moal. As if, right? Is it basically moal means that you had hano, you benefited from hegdish, right? Believe Rishus, like taking away what belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol nehen and moel mazeh. If you have hano from this world without a brocha, kula moel. It's as if you stole, you robbed. So he touched like this. Simple translation, of course. Person was hano moel mazeh. Beloy brocha. What's beloy brocha mean? Okay. What's beloy brocha mean? Okay. Without making a brocha. Yeah, that's about it. But there's something deeper here. A person makes a brocha. And then he eats. Can I ask you a question? What gives you more hanoah, making the brocha or eating? That the brocha doesn't give him the same hanoah as kilo more. That's not a brocha. You should have hanoah for making a brocha. The brocha should go even above the food that you're eating. The hanoah has to be from the brocha. You have an opportunity to make a brocha. The brocha. The beloy brocha goes on the nehen. You have hanoah. The beloy brocha, but the hanoah is not on the brocha. You made a bracha. But the bracha doesn't give you a noah. That's all you have from the food. Opportunity to make a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That should be primary. That should give the primary hanoah. That should be your focus in life. So this is the chart give letter. That means called Nehene Moila Mazeh Beloy Bracha. You're Nehene from this world, but Beloy Bracha. But the bracha doesn't give you the hanoah. That's a gitash. Anyway, so there's a mice I just have to tell you. That there's an einikel, an ir einikel. His name is Reb Dov Ber Friedman. Shlita. His father was an einikel of the Church of Rebbe. He says his father went through life a lot of machlus. Many, many sicknesses and illnesses. And tremendous pain, and he never complained. Never complained. As a matter of fact, he once had a heart attack. Didn't even realize it was a heart attack. I mean, didn't know it was so serious. In tremendous pain, but never said anything. Never said anything. All of a sudden, a particular thing, he had an attack. Something, he didn't know what it was. Tremendous, tremendous pain. And he started to actually to groan. Something that he never was used to seeing his father do. So this Reb Dov Ber Friedman said, he says, you know, I took my father right away, took him to the hospital to check him out. And they said, listen, they checked him out and they said, you have to make an immediate operation. Immediately you have to make an operation. He said, didn't take more than 10 minutes. We're already taking him into surgery. And as my father says, was turning in the bed, a little squirmishing in pain, squirmishing in pain. And they were just just about ready really to bring him into the bed into the surgical room. He says, his father happened to hear the doctors discussing his matzev, because he didn't really know what the matzev was, because he said he had to rush, there's no time to talk later. They happened to hear the doctors talking, saying to the one nurse that this patient has an extreme attack of appendix, which is ready to burst, which all of the, you know, the toxins, all the poison should be life-threatening, as we know, if you don't take care of it in time. As soon as his father heard that, he said, I'm not going. He said, no operation. Not going. Shumay finish. He's not going. He's not masking. He does not agree. So then one of the doctors said, let's maybe make an x-ray. He said, x-ray, fine. Took an x-ray. Turned out that x-ray showed that it was a hernia that was pressing down on his stomach in that area. And it was not really appendix. It's not really appendix. Half of the fellow. Did an operation on the hernia. It took like 40 minutes or something. And by the way, they couldn't even put him to sleep because of he was so weak in his matzah that they couldn't give him general anesthesia, they had to give him local anesthesia. Anyway, he asked his father and said, please tell me what happened here. What do you mean you refused the operation? And then it turned out, Lamaisa, you were right. Because it wasn't the appendix, it was something else. He says, for you to understand what happened, he says, I have to go back 70 years ago. And he was a young child. He said, about 70 years ago, he said, I did suffer on appendix. 70 years ago, I suffered from appendix. And many times I was sick in various situations. And my Zayde came to be in Makacholah. That was the Chotkevereva. Chotkevereva came to be in Makacholah, his Zayneko. He came twice. And he says, the last time he came, and the doctor said that you can't pull it out anymore, can't drag it out anymore, he needs surgery. He needs surgery, which is appendix. And he said, my Zayde said these words. He says, biz yes. But from now on, he says, you're not going to have appendix problems. So he said, guess what? Somehow the situation rectified itself. I did not have that operation then. I did not have the operation then. And finished. It just got better. 7 years later, when I heard the doctor saying appendix, I remember my Zayde said, from now on you won't have. He meant from now on the rest of my life. Can't be appendix. All right, he took an x-ray. It was something else. It was Rabbi Sayyid. We should be Zayyid, Rabbi Sayyid. Follow the footsteps of Tzadik a little bit. Chazik and Munna be talking. Brother Shem, Kishbar will take care of the rest of it.